ain't nothing better than this. Ain't nothing better than this. And what's up? Welcome to another Mangela.
Mangela.
Yeah.
We're here recording episode with our child. Dun, 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 dun.
Ponzo is such a cutie.
Look how handsome you are, son. Oh, you're the bestie.
Man, it's been a minute. You just got back from being on the road.
Mm-hmm.
We were apart for filming. How long? 2 weeks?
Well, it was a little longer. The filming was 2 weeks, but I had left like 5 days before that for the road.
Yeah. It was a minute.
Yeah, it was my longest trip away from Bonzo. But I've had longer trips away from you, unfortunately. Our longest trip away was a month when I went to Australia. Australia and New Zealand did a whole tour for a month. That was my longest, but we didn't have Bonzo yet. So this was Bonzo's first experience without his person for 20 days.
But I became his person.
Yes, and you did such a good job, lover. I was so proud of you.
So much fun being a good dad.
Oh, you did so good, my lover. I'm so proud of you. And Bonzo enjoyed it. He didn't even miss me.
As always, man, we love to handle y'all's questions on this podcast. So it's more important that we give you guys something to hold on to. We may not know all the answers, right, but we may have some of them. So we're going to start shooting them off and hopefully we'll answer as many as we can. And if not, we'll bring them on in the next episode. So give me one.
Well, since we're talking about our child here, might as well do the kid one. We got a lot of questions from people asking us to talk about how to address the topic of children with their family and friends who constantly ask, like, why don't you guys want kids? Or are you going to have kids? Or when? And that whole thing. A few people wrote the question, like, how do you have that conversation with people? What do you say? What do you do? How do you tackle it?
That's a weird one for me because I'm like, I don't think it's an issue. I just say what I feel and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Like, are you afraid to offend someone? Or I don't know,
maybe they're just tired of it, I guess,
of hearing it.
I don't know,
maybe it's because how you answer it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if you answer it like, oh, maybe I don't know, or if you whatever, and it leaves it open for the person to then inquire the next time they see you, so when are you gonna have kids? Maybe just try answering them real harsh the first time. We ain't never having kids.
I don't know,
it ain't happening.
I feel like, here's the thing. We live in the days of modern families, modern marriages, modern lives. Like, not everyone has to have kids, like back in the day, Leave It to Beaver type situations. So I think more people are more open to the idea of their friends not having kids. Maybe when it's like your parents and they really wanted grandkids, like I can understand them being sad that they're not going to get grandkids after all. And I would say, like, honestly, it's your own life. You make the decisions for your life. But when you have people who love you so much, this is when it is your parents asking, or it is your sister or whoever, to try your best to have compassion for them in the situation, like compassion for your mom who just really wanted a grandkid, and or your dad or whoever, you know, like, you know, your life, you're going to make your own decisions, whether they like it or not. And that's okay, because it's your life and you get to do that. But at the same time, like, I get it, mom, that makes you sad. Like, you wanted a grandbaby and now you don't get to have one. And I have compassion for that. I don't know.
That's good, babe. No, that's good. I am not that person. I'm very much like, I don't sit up and stress or have any kind of feelings about what other people think about what we do. Because at the end of the day, it's our life. You know, if we make decisions based on what makes other people happy, oh my God, what if it's like terminal to us, but everyone else is happy?
Right, right, right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I am grateful that my parents never pressured me about kids. Like, I can't even remember a time of my mom saying, are you sure? Maybe yeah. she did, but I don't remember it. I know your mom has for sure.
Really?
Oh yeah. Your mom has said to me a couple in the beginning of our marriage.
Cause I haven't heard her say
anything. No, in the beginning. Now they're like, that's Angela and Joe.
They have enough hands full with my brothers. Right.
But I do remember in the beginning, your mom would say, are you sure? Angela, you don't want kids? You don't want a little one? Are you sure? Yeah.
Man, I mean, one day, I mean, I think we're more open to it now than ever.
So, yeah, now that I'm old and the ship is...
Older, babe, not is, old.
You're right. And now that I'm getting older and the ship's getting ready to like sail away, it's like doing that last like... it's getting ready to sail. Now we're like, hey, are we getting on the ship or are we good right here? Like,
that's kind of where we're fully at. Up to you, like, because I know it's going to affect you more than it'll affect me.
Totally. Oh my god. So, I mean, getting off of birth control and having a real period again would I
yeah
that in itself
is you're a like, working woman, you tour. Mm-hmm. It's
I know.
It's a life change, but I let you lead on that. I'm kind of more like a river. I just flow.
Yeah.
If it happens, cool. I'll be a great dad. If it doesn't, cool. I'll continue to try to be a great husband. And
I think people would be surprised to even hear this coming from us because we've always been like, no, we don't want kids. We don't want kids. And I feel like a lot of people have looked at us as almost like symbols of like, see, they don't want kids either. Like, we don't have to want kids.
Yeah.
So if anybody who's hearing this now and is disappointed, like, oh, wait, they're considering, you know, whatever. It's for us, it's just really like where we're at in our lives. Like the ship's about to sail. So I just want to be sure, like, are we for sure before our options are all gone? Is this what we really want? So that's kind of like where we're at.
We'll see.
Yeah. Until then, this guy. Are you kidding me? Show him one more time. If you're not watching, if you're not watching on the YouTubes, you are missing out. Huh?
Look at that boy.
Because he is so cute.
So special.
He is my favorite dog. Oh, I love you, son.
What anyway, a cutie. Next one. Let's go.
Okay. Next one is this girl. Actually, I really enjoyed her comment. She said, "I always attract toxic men. It's me, isn't it?"
Man, I wish I knew you so that I can say yes or no. Because right. if it was you, I would say you. Here's the best thing I can say when it comes to attracting toxic people. If you've attracted more than one, it's not even the attracting. It's the engaging. If you are engaging, because attracting is one thing, like you can't help to a degree who you attract, right? If people are attracted to you, they're attracted to you. And there's probably a wide range of people who are attracted to you. Could be good people, bad people, healthy, unhealthy.
I slightly disagree.
That you can't control who attracts you?
Yeah. I think you put out, whether you're conscious of it or not, you put that out there. Like if you are... have a self-deprecating energy, if you have that insecure.
Yeah, but you're talking I'm talking about in situations where.
No, let me finish. You have that insecurity that you don't have your self-worth, your self-value. And it's like other energy who is maybe manipulative, who is an abuser can pick up on that. And
yes.
that's you attracting that to 100%. You. You attract the.
I was going to get there.
What is it called? Abuser, whatever.
I was going to get there. What I'm saying is initially everyone has the ability to present who they want to be to someone else.
Okay.
Right? So your profile on Facebook, your profile on Instagram, I'm going to venture that 50% of the people, how they present themselves online, which is how most people are judged currently, may not be who they are. It's who they would like everyone to think they are.
Yeah.
Right? Someone can be attracted to that version of you. And then when they get to know you in reality, you're a completely different person. So when I say you may not be able to control who you attract initially, I just mean if you present yourself a certain type of way, you're going to attract a wide range of people based on how you're presenting yourself. So if you're the pretty girl, if you got a nice body, if you're whatever, then I think a lot of people will be attracted to you. When someone gets to know you, and that's why I was going to say, when you engage in something, you have the ability to decipher who the other person is as well. The only way you're going to be able to see past toxicity is if you yourself have grown past it, because then you're going to see the signs, you're going to see the red flags, and then you're also going to be able to know the other side of those red flags. So if you used to be a bullshitter, you can totally see who's BSing you, because they're using the same lines you did. They have the same habits you did. They have the same little irony that you did, and you're like, oh man, that's me. If you're a procrastinator, or used to be a procrastinator, yes, you can tell what the other person is based on the same traits that you used to have. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to you always attracting toxic people, so what I'm saying is, if you engage with that toxic person, then there has to be some level of toxicity in your life that makes you comfortable enough to invite that person in.
Interesting.
Because if you were not a toxic person, the second you saw the toxicity, you'd be like, nope, not in my life.
Interesting.
Been there, done that, or I haven't been there and I know better. I don't want that in my life. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's
but
a good
if
point,
you
Lever.
Engage, there is some part of you that is welcoming toxicity in into your life. Mm-hmm. Either it's already there, or you some way subconsciously don't mind it existing within your life and the parameters of your life. So that's what I would say without knowing you. Mm-hmm. But only you know if you're toxic yourself.
Interesting. And I would add to that, like, only you know if you're toxic yourself. Like, that doesn't mean, like if you are attracting the abuser, your toxicness doesn't mean that you are also an abuser. Your toxicness could be your lack of self-worth.
Yeah. Toxicity isn't one thing.
Right.
It could be a myriad of things. How you see yourself, how you see other people, the way you do life. Like, there's a bunch of toxic mentalities out there. But in order to accept someone that is that, then that there's a higher probability that you yourself still have toxicity in your own life. Because anyone who's come out of toxicity and a toxic mindset or toxic people never want to return and are doing everything in their life to make sure that their circle and their own mind state is free from toxicity. So
that requires growth, maturity, discipline,
self-awareness,
and major discipline. Because if you're used to being in toxic relationships, that's what's comfortable. So when you get in a relationship and the guy raises his voice to you, should be a red flag. But because you're used to it, for some reason, now in your warped thinking, that is translated as love. Oh, he loves me because he's so passionate that he would raise his voice at me or something. You know what I mean?
Like, everything becomes normal. Crazy becomes normal if you're around it long enough. So if you allow the toxic, if you allow the negative, if you allow the abusive to exist in your life long enough, then it no longer becomes something that you're aware of that's even bad for you. It just becomes a part of your DNA, a part of your life's aesthetic. Like, it's just normalized to you because you're comfortable with it. Like you said, that's a scary place to be. Mm-hmm. Usually it takes either a really bad crash, not physically, but like emotionally, where you realize, oh man, like something really bad happens that like jars you emotionally and wakes you up.
And I would say you will realize that you start to lose your good friends, because usually your good friends are the ones that are going to speak up and say something, and they're not going to be yes men. And when you're in that toxic space, you get rid of your people who are not yes men. You get rid of the people who are speaking truth to what you don't want to confront, what you don't want to face. Yeah. So you'll notice, you'll take a look behind you and be like, oh, all of my closest friends from this season of my life are distant now because you've made them that way.
Yeah. And we definitely don't want to be accusatory. Like, if you're listening to this, you're probably getting triggered because we're saying what you're hearing is us maybe accusing you of stuff. We're not trying to accuse anyone of anything. We're saying it is so important for you to be able to be self-aware and call out your own shit. Don't wait for somebody else, because the second a friend does it, or there's going to be defense. There's going to be like, oh, they don't know. Mm-hmm. Always. You're just going to be defensive because you're not going to want to believe the worst. But if you can gather up enough courage to be honest with yourself, I think you can avoid a lot of mistakes and a lot of problems. But it's very hard, and it's not pleasant to admit things about yourself. So I hope that it really is just that you're attracting that these toxic men, that it's a fluke. I hope that it's a fluke and that you are not toxic or have any kind of toxic parts of your life, and that you're not engaging. That's my hope. But you, person who wrote in that question, hopefully you hear this and you'll respond where you're at now.
Do we have time for another one?
We're approaching 15 minutes. Yeah. We kind of do 15-minute episodes.
Yeah. All right, well.
Unless there's an easy, breezy one.
No, we'll save it for the next one.
All right, we'll save it for the next one.
Well,
we try to keep these short and sweet, so that way in case you're driving to work or you're, you know, whatever, 15 minutes in and out. But we'll keep going with them. Send in your questions. We want to freaking try to answer everything. And we want to hear some feedback. Yeah. Let us know. We love you guys. Manjula out.
Bing.
10-4.
Yeah.